Chapter 23. Be ears that hear. Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Luke 9:44. Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Be not of those who have eyes that see not, and ears that hear not. Let these revelations sink deep into your ears. For after the Son, or idea, is conceived, man with his false values will attempt to explain the why and wherefore of the Son's expression, and in so doing will rend him to pieces. After men have agreed that a certain thing is humanly impossible, and therefore cannot be done, let someone accomplish the impossible thing. The wise ones who said it could not be done will begin to tell you why and how it happened. After they are all through tearing the seamless robe, cause of manifestation, apart they will be as far from the truth as they were when they proclaimed it impossible. As long as man looks for the cause of expression in places other than the expressor, he looks in vain. For thousands of years man has been told, I am the resurrection and life. No manifestation cometh unto me, save I draw it. But man will not believe it. He prefers to believe in causes outside of himself. The moment that which was not seen becomes seen, man is ready to explain the cause and purpose of its appearance. Thus the Son of Man, or idea, desire, and manifestation, is constantly being destroyed at the hands of man. Now that your awareness is revealed to you as a cause of all expression, do not return to the darkness of Egypt with many gods. There is but one God. The one and only God is your awareness, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand, or say unto him, What doest thou? If the whole world should agree that a certain thing could not be expressed, and yet you become aware of being that which you had agreed could not be expressed, you would express it. Your awareness never asks permission to express that which you are aware of being. It does so naturally and without effort, in spite of the wisdom of man and all opposition. Salute no man, by the way. This is not a command to be insolent or unfriendly, but a reminder not to recognize a superior, not to see in anyone a barrier to your expression. None can stay your hand or question your ability to express that which you are conscious of being. Do not judge after the appearance of a thing, for all are as nothing in the eyes of God. When the disciples, through their judgment of appearance, saw the insane child, they thought it to be a more difficult problem to solve than others they had seen, and so they failed to achieve a cure. In judging after appearances, they forgot that all things were possible to God. Hypnotized as they were by the reality of experience, they could not feel the naturalness of sanity. The only way for you to avoid such failures is to constantly bear in mind that your awareness is the Almighty, the all-wise presence. Without help, this unknown presence within you effortlessly outpictures that which you are aware of being. Be perfectly indifferent to the evidence of the senses, so that you may feel the naturalness of your desire, and your desire will be realized. Turn from appearances, and feel the naturalness of that perfect perception within yourself, a quality never to be distrusted or doubted. Its understanding will never lead you astray. Your desire is a solution of your problem. As the desire is realized, the problem is dissolved. You cannot force anything outwardly by the mightiest effort of will. There is only one way you can command the thing you want, and that is by assuming the consciousness of the thing desired. There is a vast difference between feeling a thing and merely knowing it intellectually. You must accept without reservation the fact that by possessing feeling a thing in consciousness, you have commanded that reality that causes it to come into existence in concrete form. You must be absolutely convinced of an unbroken connection between the invisible reality and its visible manifestation. Your inner acceptance must become an intense, unalterable conviction which transcends both reason and intellect, renouncing entirely any belief in the reality of the externalization except as a reflection of an inner state of consciousness. When you really understand and believe these things, you will have built up so profound a certainty that nothing can shake you. Your desires are the invisible realities which respond only to the commands of God. God commands the invisible to appear by claiming himself to be the thing commanded. He made himself equal with God, and found it not robbery to do the works of God. Now let this saying sink deep into your ears. Be conscious of being that which you want to appear. End of chapter.